Good afternoon. I'm Desiree Moses. It takes a special artist to get the WNRN crew together for a Saturday session. And the performer joining us today certainly fits that bill. Please give a warm welcome to Sierra Hull.
Thank you, guys. Oh, thanks a lot. We're excited to get to be here. Here's a song off the brand new record. This is called Boom. A one, two, a one, two, three.
Sierra Hull live on WNRN from the front porch in downtown Charlottesville. Brought to you by Wilkinson Wealth Management. Sierra Hull playing at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville tonight. Doors at 6, the show's at 8 o'clock. We just heard Boom from the upcoming album, A Tiptoe High Wire. It drops next Friday, March 7th. We're going to dig into that a little more, but first, Sierra, I have to sing your praises a little bit. So, Sierra Hull is a Grammy-nominated artist who made her Opry debut at just 10 years old. She's played at the White House, is a six-time recipient of IBMA's Mandolin Player of the Year, the first and only woman to receive this distinction. Give it up. All right, you released your first record at the age of 16 on Rounder Records. Your last album came out in 2020. That sort of completed that contract there with Rounder Records. So now that brings us to the present day. A Tiptoe High Wire again coming out next Friday. Your first independent release. So tell us a little bit about this new chapter.
Yeah, well, it's exciting. You know, I think in some ways I'm learning so much at this point. It feels certainly like a new chapter. I think a lot of people sort of do things in reverse order. You know, I signed my record contract with Rounder Records when I was 13 years old. So, you know, I've been with the same label my whole life. And it was the label I dreamed of being on, too. I mean, all my bluegrass heroes have put out records for Rounder. So, I mean, as a kid, I remember, like, you know, I would draw pictures all the time of me when my hero was on stage and stuff. And I remember making a faux album cover and on the back drawing the little Rounder logo, you know? So I dreamed. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to kind of have the first bit of my career be there. But, you know, the pandemic hit right when my last record was complete, and that was kind of the end of my contract as well. And it just felt like a moment of pause, both in life for all of us, I think, but also I kind of felt like there was no real urgency or rush to have to, you know, I didn't have a new record like immediately ready to release or something on the heels of that. So I just kind of felt like the wise thing to do would be to sort of take my time, and then fast forward a year and a half or so later when we finally got back to playing some shows. Of course, these two wonderful musicians, I'll add Sean Richardson on the guitar and Avery Merritt here on the fiddle. Yes, yes. They were two of my first calls for when I was sort of putting a band together, because I never... My record before 25 Trips was a very stripped down project with mostly mandolin and vocals. So, you know, it'd been a while since I'd had a full band put together. The 25 Trips album came out, and I thought, well, this would be the perfect opportunity to, you know, put a band back together. And we maybe got to do like a couple shows, and then the world shut down. So but at that point, it was the first time I was really getting to play some of the music off of 25 Trips for the first time. But I was also kind of in a different chapter of my musical creativity as well, because I'd spent, you know, the last year and a half writing and different things. So a song like Boom was one of the first things we recorded for this new record. Wasn't sure if it was going to be a single or a full record, but I felt the freedom not being in any kind of contract to just go in the studio and start creating some music. And, you know, the album started to shape up the more that, you know, I was writing, and then started writing some specifically with these musicians in mind. And we have a great bass player and drummer as well that's very scattered throughout the record. So yeah, all those things just felt like it was the right moment to sort of just have that direct connection with my fans, and, you know, that I owed it to myself to have the opportunity to kind of be in the driver's seat.
Yeah, absolutely. So the next song you're gonna play for us, a lyric in the song is where the album gets its name. What would you like to tell us about this track?
Yeah, so this is a song called Spitfire. I wrote this about my granny, actually, in her life. But it's sort of, it's more of a tribute, honestly, to like all of the resilient folks that we know who overcome tragedy and still live to tell the tale. You know, she lived a lot of life and hardships in her 80 years, but was also this beautiful, fiery woman, you know? And so she probably would have said Spitfire, if I'm being honest. She's in the old boonies of Tennessee, but yeah, so I wrote this song for her.
Young love, 1 month old wife, the river took him under, took his life, and she cried, oh Lord, how can I be a widow before 18? New love moved too fast, a little bitty baby blue lights a crash, and she cried, oh God, is this a dream? How could you take him from me? She's a spitfire, spitfire, tougher than thorns on a briar, and you really can't blame her when she's easy to spitfire. Third love, not quite the charm. Doctor born addiction stole his heart, and she cried, oh gave me strength somehow. Five kids and broke with no way out. She's a Spitfire, Spitfire, queen of a tiptoe high wire. And you really can't blame her, that nobody can tame her. Oh, she's a Spitfire. Tragedies big and small. Her son died young, her kidney too. With callous smiles she pushes through. She's a Spitfire, Spitfire, with a take it or leave it desire. And you really can't blame her when she's easy to anger. Oh, she's a Spitfire.
On WNRN from the front porch in downtown Charlottesville, playing at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville tonight. Doors at 7, shows at 8 o'clock. Spitfire off the upcoming record, A Tiptoe High Wire, that drops next Friday. So we were talking about how your last record came out 5 years ago, but you've stayed busy in the last 5 years. You're a frequent collaborator, and I think one of the last times that you stopped in Charlottesville was with the Bela Fleck My Bluegrass Heart Project.
Yeah.
You played down the street at the Paramount Theater. Awesome show.
Indeed.
So I'm curious, what sort of lessons or things have you channeled from the last 5 years and your time on the road into this upcoming release?
Yeah, it's funny. I seem to really take my time in between records, and part of that is just because, you know, I've always felt like it's important to, you know, do something I can be proud of and you know, make sure that things feel like I'm ready to put it out there. But also, I have been so busy touring, you know, trying to squeeze in recording sessions in between. But part of the beauty of that kind of spacing between albums is I do have a lot of opportunities to kind of learn and grow from all these collaborative projects. I mean, you know, I think anytime I can sort of step outside of my own thing, I don't know, like, you guys may feel this way if you play music or whatever, you know, if you write or whatever it is, but, like, you know, if I go get to sit in the audience at the Jefferson, for example, and see an amazing show, there's an inspiration that comes from just getting to observe. You know, it's not your thing. You're getting to learn and grow and take it in, you know? And collaboration is like a really up close seat to that. It's different than doing your own thing, but it's like you're standing next to someone while they're sort of sharing their deepest part of their creativity and getting to partake in it. And so whether it's been something like Bela Fleck or Corey Wong, I mean, we did some stuff with Brad Paisley, I did some stuff with the Almond Betts revival tour. It's like the collaborations have kind of been all over the map lately, and I think even in ways that I wouldn't have expected, phone calls that I thought, wow, I didn't think that's something I would be doing, but I always walk away from those things feeling really inspired by the things that move me and try to bring it back to what I'm doing as well.
Absolutely. So you picked up the mandolin at 8 years old and just kind of fell in love from there and knew that that's exactly what you wanted to do. I don't know if many of us can say the same thing. I didn't necessarily know what I wanted to do when I was 8 years old. So I'm just curious, what would you sort of maybe tell your 8-year-old self now at this point? Did things turn out the way that you were hoping?
Yeah, I mean, this is all I ever wanted to do. I know how fortunate I am. You know, I have friends who still are trying to figure out what their passion is or you know, what they want to do with their life. And our journeys are all, they all look different in that regard. But I can say the one thing in my life that I've always been sure of from the moment I picked up an instrument, I knew this is what I wanted to do. And that's always been unfailing. That kind of dedication and love to it has always been there. Even when things feel a little, you know, gray sometimes as to what direction my career needs to go or what the next step is, there's never been a moment of question about, is this what I want to do? And so I feel so fortunate to have fallen in love with it that early and to be able to, you know, still be doing it all these years later, because it's all I ever wanted to do.
Awesome. Well, we're so grateful to have you here today. Sierra Hole live from the Front Porch in downtown Charlottesville, playing at the Jefferson Theater tonight at 8 o'clock. We'd love it if you take us out with one more.
Absolutely. So this is another song off of the new record. We just shot a music video for this. It'll be kind of the focus track when the record comes out next Friday. But this is one that kind of talks about when you're kind of stripping away all the things on the outside layers to the deepest part of yourself, you know, and what we really look like and trying to not question that, to know that you're just perfectly wonderful and beautiful just as you are. So this is called Muddy Water.
You muddy your water 'cause you want them to see you as deep. Spend most of your life just looking for someone to please. But you'll never admit when you grow tired of it, but you do. Listen to me when I try to tell you the truth. Way down deep where the honesty grows is the part that we try to keep as our own. Oh, I wish that you would show me who you are when you let it all go. Thank you.
Sierra Hole live on WNRN from the front porch in downtown Charlottesville. Playing at the Jefferson Theater in Charlottesville tonight. Doors at 7, the show is at 8 o'clock. Muddy Waters coming out next Friday with the release of the album at Tiptoe High Wire. Sierra, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks to today's session sponsor, Wilkinson Wealth Management. Big thanks to the front porch in downtown Charlottesville. To my WNRN colleagues who are here. To the next generation of WNRN who's here, Zelda and Thomas. I also want to thank the WNRN members and underwriters in the audience whose support makes sessions like this possible. For WNRN, I'm Desiree Moses. Thanks for listening.